The Guardian.
Beatle George Harrison called him the godfather of world music. Violinist Yehudi Menuhin compared him to Mozart. But away from the adulation, Ravi Shankar is a musician with an astonishing depth of knowledge of his instrument, the sitar, and the Indian musical tradition in general.
With the classical Indian music, we don't have, like Western music, written compositions. So, as far as I am concerned, it's always new. Every performance is a new thing, though we choose some particular ragas. Ragas are the melody forms, there are thousands of them. So I always try to choose a new raga which I have not played before, maybe. So that way it is always new. And what I do is improvise on the spot. And I am very proud of that area as an improvisator. And it's such a joy, you know, and to be performing and doing something which I have never done. Though it is based on some ideas like the raga, some format, of course. But what I do is on the spot. And that's the greatest thrill for me as well as the listener. Because it is like cooking fresh food and serving it hot.
At the same time, Indian music also has very strict rules and codes, with complicated rhythms and scales, as well as other aspects that will strike a Westerner as distinctly esoteric.
These ragas, as I said, there are thousands of them. And they're all connected with different time of the day, like sunrise, very early morning, or late night, or sunset. Then what we follow are also the rasa, R-A-S-A, rasa. It means sentiment or mood. We have got principal 9 moods that all our art forms show. And they are, you know, anything like tremendous peaceful. Within that peaceful, there are many variations like praying or just a feeling of emptiness sitting on a ocean side or, you know, different moods of tranquility.
At the age of 88, Shankar has changed the way Indian music is regarded around the world. His achievements have been enormous, perhaps unrepeatable. But many see his daughter Anushka, also a sitar player, who regularly performs alongside him, as his rightful heir.
So do you see passing on the mantle, in a way, passing on the generation to Anushka?
Well, I don't think of that way, but I guess I have done it in many ways. I am still doing it. You know, still I sit with her and give her new things and information that I didn't give before, and it's fantastic. You see, this is what happens with our music, because it is not a written down set in a book. It goes on growing.
For more discussion and analysis, download Guardian Daily. That's The Guardian's news podcast, available first thing in the morning, Monday to Friday.
For more great downloads, go to guardian.co.uk/audio.